I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Septic rules are coming to West Marin. The county pitches in for ranch worker housing. A coastal flooding district may get dissolved. The state asks for help developing water resources, and a local gala supports first-generation students. New regulations are coming to on-site wastewater treatment systems. The County of Marin is asking West Marin residents to help them decide how septic systems should be inspected, permitted, and financed. Aging tanks and leaking systems can create conflicts between neighbors. Some residents say the current system is confusing and relies too heavily on complaints. New or upgraded systems can run tens of thousands of dollars, putting pressure on seniors and homeowners hoping to build accessory dwelling units. The county is hosting community meetings and confidential drop-in sessions as it updates its local agency management program, also called LAMP. Those are the local rules for on-site wastewater treatment. Without an approved local plan, stricter state regulations could take effect. For more information, visit the LAMP page, L-A-M-P, on the Marin County website. Last week, the Marin County Board of Supervisors approved $810,000 in grants to support affordable housing in West Marin. The funding includes money from Measure W, a voter-approved tax on short-term rentals that supports housing in the coastal region. The nonprofit Community Land Trust Association of West Marin will use the funds to repair 3 housing units in Point Reyes Station and renovate 4 units at Sacred Heart Parish in Olema. County officials say the units are intended to house about 127 ranch workers along the coast, many of whom face displacement as ranches close or living conditions deteriorate. Marin supervisors are also considering dissolving a flood control district in West Marin that's been largely inactive for years. Flood control zone number 10 in Inverness was created in 1982 after a major flood caused severe sediment buildup and creek bank erosion. Through the special district, residents raised about $200,000 at the time to stabilize creeks and protect roads and property. Today, the district has about $37,000 remaining and no dedicated tax revenue, leaving officials without enough funding for maintenance. Supervisors will hold a public hearing May 5th before deciding whether to dissolve the district and transfer the remaining funds to the Marin Resource Conservation District to help reduce sediment buildup along Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. California's Water Agency is asking for public input as it begins work on the 2028 California Water Plan. Higher temperatures in recent years have impacted the state's natural storage system. There was once a time when heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada meant California could rest assured there'd be enough water stored in the slowly melting snowpack to last through another summer, another fire season, another harvest. This year, the state experienced record warmth in March, leaving the statewide snowpack at just 18% of average despite near-average precipitation. Snow turned to rain sooner, sending snowmelt and floodwaters pouring past loaded reservoirs. The state is planning for a potential long-term loss of about 9 million acre-feet of water by 2040 and is exploring options such as groundwater recharge, recycling, and desalination. The California Water Plan is updated every 5 years. Public meetings begin in May. For more information, visit californiawaterplan.com. The nonprofit Next Generation Scholars will host its annual Rising Up Together Gala April 26th in San Rafael. The organization supports students who are the first in their immigrant families to attend school in the U.S. The event will take place at the Scholar House and will raise funds for year-round academic and enrichment programs that help students prepare for college and careers. According to the nonprofit, 99% of its high school seniors have been accepted into 4-year colleges and 95% graduate within 5 years. Learn more at nextgenerationscholars.org. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.